time I believe we played there was in 1988. So it's been a minute since we've traveled and played there. The game will be very much an exhibition game. We'll play different rotations, different lineups. You know, in football vernacular, it'll have a little bit of a spring game feel in terms of trying different things, giving different looks, playing different rotations as we continue to tinker and prepare for our first game against Oakland. So just a couple words on that. We're really excited about this group. They've been working extremely hard. I cannot wait to get them on the court here on Sunday, but in particular to start the season against Oakland. So it's a really exciting time for us right now as we get moving forward. All right, I'll take some questions.
Start far left with Adam Jarry.
Hey, Chris. When you spoke with us at Big Ten Media Day last week, you said you had a couple guys still kind of banged up a little bit. Just what's the health of the team heading into this weekend?
Yeah, no real updates on Taysen still in going through his recovery from his procedure, Adam, and that's still going to take a few weeks. There's no real update on his timeline. Austin Parks has returned to practice. He's beginning to do some full court work today. And then we've had some other bumps and bruises, but nothing of note, just normal preseason. You know, we're going long. We're hitting pretty much every day right now. And, you know, that can beat up a body a little bit. So we'll taper back as we get closer to real games.
And what will be the benefit of playing a game at this part of the preseason that isn't behind closed doors, that is going to be, you know, warts and all, is going to be out there for everyone to see?
Yeah, no, I think in most cases, as you know, the idea behind this is closed scrimmage, although those super secret scrimmages are really not super secret anymore, as we all know. Somehow we've got some moles in our program because you guys always figure out what the scores are in those particular games, which is really fine. I couldn't care less. We do have a super, super secret scrimmage the following week that many of you guys already know the opponent. And that will be two real. I think we have really two early tests for our team. And again, you approach them very differently than you would a regular game. That's the reality. But I think both of these teams, I believe Dayton's picked to win the A-10. They're coming off a 20-win season, and the team we're scrimmaging is also picked to have a very good season.
Chris, you talked about the benefits of this game. You've done these scrimmages before, going on the road,
yeah,
a place like Dayton, you said sell out. How much does that impact, you know, especially some of the young guys getting,
yeah,
a chance to experience that, even though it will be still an exhibition?
Yeah, I think it's great. I really think it's great because that'll be an environment that will mimic really what a Big Ten road environment will look like. And it's early, right? It's October. You're throwing your group into that. I think the reality is having some guys that have been through some high-level environments, road environments, having those guys returning that are going to play important roles for us really helps. But there's no question that's going to be a different feel than what you normally experience in these closed doors, almost like a classroom setting is what a lot of these, you know, what these scrimmages are. And going on the road and doing it is, I think, we look at it as a great opportunity. I think it's, again, we're looking at it as another practice, another opportunity to get better. But obviously, it's against someone else, which I know our guys are welcome.
Hey, you know, the idea of having this opportunity to play to raise awareness for mental health is a cool chance for you to talk about what that means for your program, even though a lot of this is Dayton-focused. Obviously, Coach Day has a big mental health initiative. What priority in your program is mental health, the resources you have available to your players, and how do they take advantage of those?
Well, as many of you know, the university and the athletic department really, I think, was ahead of the curve in making this a priority years ago. I think Gene led the way with that. In terms of the staffing and the therapists and counselors that are available and beginning the conversation years ago, I think that was, again, I think we were ahead of the curve, and certainly we have the resources to make that a priority. I think as far as a head coach's responsibility and our staff's responsibility, I think it's important to have open dialogue about what it looks like, you know, what mental health looks like and what taking care of yourself looks like, to normalize this whole process of young people going through struggles that they go through. And when I had a chance to talk to Anthony, you know, I think he brought some great insight, and as it's such a personal story to him, talking about you know, his daughter and what she went through and what she went through during the years of the pandemic and some of all the struggles that young people went through there. So I think it's, you know, I think each program and each staff here that I'm in contact, I know I've talked to Ryan about it, take it very seriously. You know, I think it's true for young people, it's true for all of us sitting in this room, that it is really important to prioritize that. And on another note, I do think that one of the things I've learned as I've advanced in years here a little bit is I often feel like I'm in the best place with my self-care when I'm thinking about others and when my life is centered around helping others. And I think it's always a good lesson for all of us.
It's kind of hard to transition back to a basketball question after that, but I'm curious, when you have a new team, you know, every year it has a little different feel to it. Can you give us a sense of what the maturity of this team feels like early in the year, their ability to grasp what you guys want to do?
Yeah, good. Yeah, really good. I feel really good about it. Again, having some guys returning that played important roles, like Bruce, Roddy, Felix, Zed, having some older guys, been really pleased with our three transfers that we added. So I think it's been, you know, it's been really good. Obviously time will tell, but we've had some really good leadership. I think we have those sophomores that have taken another step as players and as people. And in Bruce's case, I think he's really grown as a leader.
Chris, on the mental health part, you have to be amazed and delighted with how far this pendulum has swung from when you were a player, maybe even at Gardner.
Yes.
I mean, would you have benefited from this back in the day as a player? Or, I mean, the stigma was there then.
Yeah.
It's not now. I mean, how far has this thing come?
Yeah, I can't imagine going into my coach and asking him if I could see a therapist. That's how far we've come. You know, I just couldn't imagine doing it. And or my trainer. You know, I just it just wasn't common. And in some ways, and I never got this impression from him, but I, you know, he many of you know, I was super close to him. He's since passed, but it was not normalized in any way. So I think that it's come a really long way. And again, I give our athletic department a lot of credit for it. But, you know, the reason this was so, I think we jumped at it, and we've talked about, I know for 7 years now here, I've gotten grief from Dayton fans about never playing them, you know, and trust me, it's been pretty consistent. We have talked about playing in the past, and I'd be open to doing a home and home with them at some point for sure, as we almost did it a couple years ago. But this is so unique because it's so personal to Anthony and his family. And I think that's why I got tremendous respect for him. That's why we jumped at the opportunity.
Basketball question.
Sure.
Last year we were watching Roddy. He's just kind of going along. Boom. Late in the season, tournament, he just comes on. How important is something like that for a kid to really just come into this year like a 180 almost?
Yeah, I think finishing like we did was important for everyone, but certainly for him with the way he played, to get some confidence against good teams and to finish 5-2 down the stretch. He didn't really kind of hit his stride until the last few games of the Big Ten tournament. We saw glimpses of it in practice. Now for him, I think he's got to take the next step as a player, and that is really how consistent is he going to be? And that's what's sitting in front of him, the challenge. How consistent are you going to be? For us to be good in what we believe we can be this year, Roddy has to take a real consistent step forward.
You mentioned the transfers. One asked about Dale, especially now with Taysen out, probably an important ball handler for you guys at the moment. probably will be this season anyway, but
yeah.
Are you expecting him to be the kind of player he was at Baylor, or are you expecting even more scoring or want that from him this season?
Oh, I anticipate him playing a bigger role than what he did at Baylor. Dale Bonner's been he's been really good for us. He gives us a speed that we haven't had. He's the fastest player we've coached here from end to end for sure. He just has tremendous quickness and speed with the ball. And he's a little bit slight in build, but he's been able to really shoot the ball. We're going to need him to play a bigger role. You know, he's playing behind a couple NBA guys there at Baylor. We're going to need him to play a bigger role, and I think he's ready for it.
Hey, Chris, how do you fix the Ohio State run game?
I was hoping you'd ask that.
Beyond that, last year about this time we talked, and you had kind of hinted that you saw something really special with Bryce last summer. How do Scotty and Devin, you know, similarly ranked kids coming out of high school, high expectations,
yeah.
How have you seen them adapt to this level, and what are you expecting from those guys?
Yeah, I think Bryce had this natural ability to kind of get a bucket even when he was being challenged or closely guarded. He was a tremendous isolation player. Those guys have different games. They have different strengths that they bring to the game right now. You know, Scotty right now is probably of our freshmen, not probably his, of our freshmen ability to come in and impact on both ends. But I think they all will have moments this year. I think the reality is if our team grows like we expect it to, we may not need to rely on our freshman class as much as we did last year in terms of just throwing minutes their way, which I think is healthy for them and for our team. I think Devin's shown real improvement here in the last couple weeks in his conditioning and his fitness. But again, I think that's a high bar just in terms of Bryce's proficiency scoring to place on anybody. But they have different strengths that they bring, and certainly both of those guys will impact our team.
You and Ryan Day, like, it seems like there's been a little bit more simpatico, the podcast stuff that he was on, you know, over the summer. You guys obviously as a program need the football program for recruiting visits. Now, how vital has this relationship been between the two programs in the last few years?
Well, since I've been here, really. I mean, Urban was tremendous as soon as I got here. We've since stayed in contact and stayed in regular communication. You know, I never forget him coming over. I think he was working in the office, came over during the Michigan State game when we beat him there. But those guys have, you know, both of those guys have been great. You know, they've been, you know, our wives, we have dinner together. We've built a friendship. I think there's a commonality in terms of, you know, being at this place. And I think it's grown into a really, you know, beyond just a working friendship, it's grown into a friendship. So big fan of him, big fan of his leadership, and can't wait for this weekend.
Hey, Coach. Obviously, this is the third season in a row where Dayton has sold out their regular season schedule. They love basketball down there at Dayton. Yeah. What kind of elements of their culture would you like to have emulate up here at Ohio State?
Well, I love their arena. Excuse me. Love their arena. Love the size of it. I love ours as well. I just think, you know, they have a pretty compact place. Had the chance to see it for a minute over the summer. And we know for years, right, for decades, not years, for decades, that place has been really passionate. I think they have, you know, one of the great basketball fan bases, and most people who follow college basketball know that. They have one of the great basketball fan bases in the country, and I'm really excited for our group to play in front of it because it is a tremendous following. So, you know, kudos to them for doing that. It's been that way for years now. They're pretty consistent in that, as they always have been. They love their basketball, and that's part of the reason why the first four games have been there in the NCAA tournament.
Thank you.